Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, so let's talk about tipping. This is going to be a shout out to all of our bartenders, waiters, waitresses, anybody in the food and beverage industry. We're going to need an expert opinion. So if you want to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX. That translates to 303-691-1649. That's our number. We were sitting around with some other coworkers here at work talking about, like, when you go out and you're getting drinks, you're getting cocktails, sitting at the bar for happy hour, and essentially the topic of tipping came up and how much you are tipping per drink. Because we've all been there, right? You go to the bar, you just order a beer, whatever. How much cash are you throwing down for the tip? We had one dude here who I will tell you drinks a lot. He's firmly in camp, dollar per drink, dollar per two shots. He's throwing the dollar down, dollar, dollar, dollar. We had the other guy that we were talking to that was firmly in camp, $5 per drink.
We
were all surprised by that because it's $5 a drink. You don't need to tip that much. And then there was the other guy who is in the camp that I'm in. I generally open up the tab with the credit card because I feel like then at the end of the night, it'll actually cost me less in tips because I can just write in amount and move on with my life when you just put it in the tip line.
Well, it depends. If you're given 20% and you go out and have a night, you could be paying
more.
I
can still add less, though, and not have any...
I think
physical or eye contact laying down the cash money. I can just write it, turn it upside down, and leave.
I have such a hard time because, like, I just like a beer. I just like a beer from the bottle. And if all they do is crack open the bottle and hand it to me, like, I still give the dollar. That's typically what I do. I still feel like I overpaid for that. I'm like,
for the dollar?
Yes, for the dollar. I'm like, you cracked open a beer bottle.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, there's multiple levels for me. Like, there's, you know, you're tipping for a mixed drink, or are you
tipping
for a draft beer or opening a bottle? How much are you tipping if you order an old fashioned? Like, some of the old fashions I order, $12 to $15.
I might do a $5 tip with that. If they're making
I'm doing 20% on a $12 one, though, that's two something.
No, I know, but like when we were talking about the guy that gives a $5, if you're making the drink and I'm like, I know this one's kind of tough to make or whatever, and it's a good drink, you know, it's not watered down, it's not all the BS they put in there, then I might give a bigger tip. But I order a Coors Light and they go, here you go. I'm like, here's
it's
dollar.
Hard to tip the dollar for that, even.
So hard, man.
The thing with the $5, I think that is incredibly excessive if you're ordering anything.
It is.
$5. But I will say the dude's argument was that if you're throwing down a couple fivers, then you're going to get way better service for the rest of the night and you're going to get stronger pours.
Would
you agree with that?
I mean,
and occasionally,
depends on where
you'll get
you're
a freebie.
At.
You'll get a freebie.
A lot of those places, especially the, you know, restaurants that are chains or, you know, have those high companies that have a lot of places, they watch your pour. They make sure people pour exactly what it says it is, and they have marks on the bottles and whatnot. So it depends.
Yeah,
but
if you're parked at a Chili's.
Exactly. I think this whole situation, though, I think, honestly, it does depend on the kind of drink you're getting. But something to remember is wait staff and bartending staff, they have to pay taxes on the amount of money that they wait on. So if their complete sales for the night are $1,000, they need to make sure that they claim the taxes on that $1,000 because it's going to reflect.
Not anymore. Not with a big, beautiful
paycheck.
Bill.
Well, I'm just saying, this is how it's been up until now.
Right,
so
right.
You have to keep that in mind that they automatically have to pay those taxes out. And a lot of them are having to tip people in the back.
Like, I get it.
You know what I mean? So
I get
there's so much of the tipping structure
but
that's
still
it, that but
I'm only ordering one drink and they're cracking it open with a bottle.
I know,
opener.
But that's the thing too, is
I'm
like
not
you have
down
to
a fiver.
That bartender is taking time out of their day to make sure they grab your drink, they open it, and they
well, that's their
tea.
Job. That's the bare
that
minimum.
Is why they're
that
there.
Is
it's not like they're
it
doing it, they're doing
job,
volunteer work.
But our you know, society does not pay wait staff well. Like that's the thing, is their money comes from tipping. It's not like they get minimum wage. Most of them don't, and you have to keep that in mind.
nowadays.
I understand how the whole process works.
They don't get minimum wage. But
again, if they're going above and beyond and maybe giving me a little extra splash of whiskey, maybe there'll be a little extra something something there for you.
Yeah, I don't
like
that.
But truly, like, are you really laying down a $5 bill if somebody walks over and cracks open a Bud Light and sets it in front of you?
A dollar a drink. If it's a beer, a dollar a drink. If you're getting mixed drinks,
I'm generally
you should give them a dollar
drink.
And a little more.
I still do it, but I'm
going to take a little bit more time. So
I like it more the more beer I have.
If you're going to go out and party and drink, you should. Man, this is
there
one reason
the
I'm
the tips
glad
go
I don't.
Up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I remember when it was $2, you call it, and it was a lot easier to tip then. But, you know, you're paying 10
by the
upwards
end of, the
of
night.
More
that's
money.
That's why you, at the end of the night, with your open tab, I'm like, dude. You're at the end of the night, you could be like, here's $100.
It is a way to live dangerously.
Yeah.
Here's $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Who's this guy?
I think each
Post
situation.
Malone? hold on. Let's do this. Messages are coming in. If anybody wants to sound off about this, bartenders, waitstaff, you're the experts. What's the tipping etiquette nowadays for drinks? Hi, Joel. Welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, good morning.
I am. Are you the Joel?
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Joel, have you been drinking this morning already?
No, it's just been a long couple of days.
Has it? Okay, buddy. So what are your thoughts on the tipping over the drinks?
I got to say, I believe in equal exchange of energy in, like, everything. So, like, depends on how much effort's been going into, you know, what you're getting. Like, if it's just, like they said, popping up cap off and canning to $1, they're putting effort into making you a drink that takes effort or knowledge or skill. Then they get more, you know what I mean? Depending on effort, knowledge, skill. I do feel like, I keep thinking food too, you know, like, do they ever feel weird? Like picking up food? I never know how to tip with that.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
You know, if they show me what they're, you know, if they like, I get to Texas Roadhouse and they open everything. This is your stuff. This is your stuff. Everything's there. I tip them. But if they're just handing me a bag that's stapled together, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. You know, you're not doing anything. You're just taking my money. I'm not. How am I paying you to take my money?
But again, what Katie said is it kind of goes into a lump, though. I mean, you are essentially basically tipping the cooking crew then in the back is what that tip would probably go towards. Right, Katie? Do they get part of the tip, too?
The takeout is different because a lot of times it's a server who has to be the takeout person for the night. So they're relying on those tips from takeout. But you are absolutely right in the sense that, if they show you the bag, Joe, if they show you what you're getting, Joel, like that is where they're earning their tip, right? Like you feel better about giving them a tip.
When they present the sack?
Well, when they do the energy. Yeah. You make such a good point about you are equaling the energy that they're giving you.
Yeah. You ever get home and like, you ever give a good tip and then get home to find out that they forgot something and then you just feel stupid?
Yeah.
How do you know though? Yeah. But
open the bag.
It pisses
That's what
you
I'm
off.
Saying. Yeah. I just don't chance it no more. I've had that happen more than 5 times now if you just hand it to me, unless you're being really nice, I'm not leaving extra money. You know?
Dude, if it's happened 5 times, I'd be cracking that bag open before I leave, Joel.
Oh, man. Oh, I do now. Oh,
right.
Texas Roadhouse and Mount Fuji. Those are the two.
Okay, well, I don't want to bash anybody. I was at Texas Roadhouse last night, honestly, and it was delicious. But let me ask you, do you still believe that the dollar is a good tip for just cracking open a bottle of beer and setting it in front of you? Is that worth a dollar?
That's just a dollar. I'm a server end. I used to be a bud tender, not a bartender, but I worked at a dispensary. And when people would give me tips and stuff, I would I would make sure to try to go above and beyond. You know, I'd throw in the employee discount. You know, you just tipped me $5. Here, let me give you $10 off. You know what I mean? Or let me pull something out of the back for you. But if you're just going in, I don't know. It depends on your whole attitude with people. Yeah. You know, people aren't used to dealing face to face or having good conversation or even charisma nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what you got. You got. If we were to tip Joel this morning based on this call, how much would we give him?
I'll give you a solid $5, Joel.
I'll give you $5 too,
Absolutely.
Joel. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
I'll give y'all a $20 discount.
Hey!
Wait a minute. Discount. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Be well. Peace.
You as well. Here's Bill. Hi, Bill. Are you a former bartender?
Listen, I did for a long time, and I'm not even going to go down that road, but here's the deal, guys. Be generous. Quit being stingy asses.
Yeah.
Put a smile on people's faces. Hey, here, Jeremy,
what?
are you gonna tip your bricklayer? You better.
Well,
really?
Dude,
I do.
Dude,
no, listen, dude. Listen. Hold on, Billy boy. Like, if somebody comes in and puts a dishwasher in for me or is working on my furnace or whatever, I have no problem slipping them an extra 20 at the end of the transaction saying, hey, go grab lunch on me. I totally
exactly.
do that.
Seriously?
I totally
exactly.
do. But
exactly.
isn't there, don't you think they'll bill $5 for a bottle of Bud Light?
Nope.
That's,
nope.
No.
That's insane.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
That's,
a, nope.
that's more
nope.
than the beer.
Nope. Nope. Think about that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Wow. Look what you just did to that guy. He went, wow, someone nice, someone treated me nice tonight versus the drunk at the end of the bar.
Right.
I'm sorry. $5. If I got a fever in my pocket, it's going on the table. Hey, thanks for the beer. I appreciate it. I might sit there a hair longer, but the deal is, I go past a lemonade stand with a kid out front sweating his
easy.
Double down. Easy. Easy. Go around the corner, pour it out. I might hit it twice.
Bill, what and if it's double- I have a feeling, listen. Though. I have a feeling, though, if you're sitting there. I just have a hunch, just by the way that you are. If it's a pretty lady sitting there delivering your bills.
Come
nope.
on.
Nope, nope.
You're dropping
nope.
a Ben Franklin in front of her.
I tip people for smiles. I'll go into a hotel. I tip the person that cleans the room. I'll tip the person who takes care of the little kitchen area. And then I'll tip the lady at the front desk who's just standing there looking at me.
Wow, you are tip happy.
Bill, you must be rolling in
everybody.
It. Bill is rolling in it.
I'm just saying, there's more than one way to make people happy and share the wealth. I mean, if you got it in your pocket and you can afford to do it, do it. But don't you can judge by service sometimes. And if you open a tab, okay, 20% minimum. If you open up a big tab, a little bit higher even.
Yeah.
But you got to be generous. You got to be – if you want to change the way people feel and think in the world, that generosity is a good place to start.
You're a good human, Bill.
That's true.
I do like that. But, Bill, what about this? Like, do you think that the over-tipping in every place you go – like, I go to a fast food place sometimes and they want me to tip them, you know? Do you think that is discouraging people from tipping actual employees who need tips?
Well, like you mentioned, sometimes it goes back to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll say, take this to the kitchen. I had a guy, you know, I waited a while at Popeyes. And I mean, I waited a while for a drive through. And then he comes out and stands there and waits for a tip. And I'm like, what?
Not at Popeyes.
Well, and Bill, we got a good text here that said they went to a yogurt place, like a self-serve yogurt place. And at the end of at the end of the self-serve, they flip that little screen around and say, 20, 15, or 10% tip. What are you doing there?
I'm not.
That has become part of the world. And you got to remember, we all have been starving artists. We all have been there. And that has become, as they say now, and there's a question at the end when you've heard that line, and there's a question at the end just before you finish off that transaction, and it says 10, 15, 20%. Most of the time I do that. I really do.
If you're squirting your own yogurt, putting your own toppings on, you got your own cup.
Listen, I was a head dipper at an ice cream shop. And that poor soul, I mean, a guy walks in with a $100 bill and says, give me that 20-cent cone. And I'm like, jeez, get out of here. 20 cents, get out of here. The nerve, I'm busy.
20 cents, what year was this, Bill?
Okay, it was a dollar cone.
There you go.
There we go.
This was during the 40s.
Wait a minute. Let's get realistic here. It's $8.
It is $8 for a cone.
But the thing of it is, I feel you got to be generous.
Yeah.
I feel some people deserve it and some people don't. If I pull in, I pulled into a car wash just recently. The lady's out there sweating her little buns off, smiling at me and helping me through the little buttons because that's what she's been told to do. I'm thinking here, please go away. Trying to upsell me. But the reality is, I said, listen, nice to meet you. You look like blah, blah, blah. She had Hollywood glasses on. And I gave her a $10 bill.
Did you really?
Really?
The next time I went through, there were two of them there. I said, split that 10. But, even the kids will come in the neighborhood and they'll say, oh, okay, let's go sell some candy bars that I stole out of mom's pantry. I'll pay $3 to each one that stands there.
Really? It's good to be Bill.
I know.
It is good to
Bill's
be.
Got some
I want
change.
To be your friend, Bill, because I feel like you would pay me $20 just to hang out with you
well,
each
we,
and every time.
Yeah, we just talked to you.
I don't pay people to be friends, but the reality is, my point is,
what?
Be generous, everyone. Just be generous. Make someone smile. They don't expect it. They're beaten down every stinking day.
Yeah. You know what? And, you are preaching the truth, buddy, and we can't deny it. We're all about fun and happiness
and
goodwill.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for putting a smile into the world.
We appreciate you calling and putting
Thanks,
a smile
Bill.
On our faces, Bill. You have a great day, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's rich.
He is fun.
Bill's rich.
Bill is rolling in.
He's
Bill's
giving
rich.
Everybody money.
The lady at the car wash? Hi, Chad.
Hi.
Boy, don't you want to be friends with Bill?
Yeah, I want to know where that guy lives. I'm going to take the candy bars over there. I know he got some money.
See Chad roll up with a box.
I don't know what about the rest of us are doing, but.
I'm going to roll up with a box of Hershey's bars and sell them to Bill, man. That's
or
hilarious.
I want to know what he's doing so I can get that job.
Yeah.
So be so generous.
A little piece of Bill action is what we need. All right, Chad, what are your thoughts on the tipping, my man?
Well, it's really hard to follow that guy because, I mean, I don't know.
It's all right. Yeah. You take the stage now.
So I believe in being generous, too. I really do, you know, and I don't even have a lot to be generous with. And I'm, you know, when it comes to tipping, you know, that's a very controversial thing with people because one person's like, nah, why would I tip for something like that? Where another person is like, no, I would absolutely tip for that.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't know it. I used to be in moving and storage, and, you know, people would be like, you guys get tips? And it's like, oh, yeah, we love them. We starve for them. We want tips, and it is a service industry, and we appreciate them. With that being said, that's developed my opinions on working on tips because most people who have never worked on tips, really, they can have an opinion, but they just don't actually know what it's like.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, you know, this new big beautiful bill and this, you know, no taxes on tips is got me a little torn because when I pay with a credit card and I know that they're going to pay some taxes out of that tip and it's probably going to get split between multiple people, I usually tip a little more.
Yes.
Because I'm like, all right, you know, 20% is $10, but man, I don't have any cash today and it's probably going to be split between everybody. So, you know, maybe I'll do 15 or 20 at that time, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas if I break out cash, you know, I may tip 15%, or if your service is really bad, I may be like, you know what, I'll give you a tip, but I'm not going to give you 20% or round up on my tip charge, so to speak, when it comes to cash, because you're pocketing that. You know, you're not, you know, from that perspective is I'm giving you a gratuitous, you know, amount of money, and you're not going to pay taxes on it, so you're not putting it back into the system. You know, you're not paying any taxes on that cash tip, so... And again, like if you're not going to pay any, if the bill passes and you're not paying taxes on a credit card tip now, that money's not going back into the system, you know, not going into Social Security, other, you know, programs that help people. So, you know, that's kind of where I stand on that.
I don't get too far off into the politics of it just because.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because everybody's going to get fired up over that.
Oh, yeah, they will.
You know what I like to do, Chad? I'm sure you appreciated it since you were in that type of industry. Is like if I know something is going on that week where I'm going to have a service person out to my house or, heck, like if a couch is getting delivered to me, I make sure I have cash on hand because I want to have the cash there and available. I plan ahead and just know that I'll, you know, throw a 20 in my pocket and, you know, and tip those guys because they do work their butts off. I mean, I've seen them come into the house delivering refrigerators, you know, and they're sweating their you-know-whats off. I'm like, these guys can go get a six-pack of beer on me or a sandwich or something, and it is so important to do it. Now, let me ask you this, going back to the drinks. Do you think, because a few people are writing in about just a baseline tip when it comes to your cocktails, should there just be a general baseline per drink? You're throwing down this amount per drink.
I did want to get to that because I know that's where you guys all started.
Yeah.
I like how you said it. You know, if you're just one little bottle cap and you slide a beer across the bar, should you tip $1? Should you tip $2? Should you tip what? I'm a firm believer that if you have some flair and you're doing a great job, guy or gal, you know, but we all know how men and women are. Could be different, you know, for your opinions.
Oh,
but
boy,
guy,
now you're getting way off track, Chad.
A little flair, or you have a little bit of fun.
All right, just baseline. Even if it's crappy service, is there a baseline?
I would say a baseline is for a bottle of beer and popping it, you don't have to tip. But if you're a nice, generous person, then you should.
A buck? You're saying a buck?
Yeah.
Buck, $2 now? I'm saying buck.
I mean, a buck has been standard for how long? So you crack a bottle of beer, should be a buck. You know, that was a standard.
Would you guys agree with that? Just a standard buck?
I give the old silver dollar.
I'm a buck of beer, and again, if I know I'm going out, I throw $21 bills in my pocket.
Yeah.
Just knowing I'm going to toss them on the bar. So, Chad, we appreciate your input. You are passionate, just like Katie. Katie's been in the service industry.
Well, it's hard. It is hard. Because people, and I think I just wanted to point out, like, the tipping thing that people, I feel like some of them, it gets to their head a little. They feel like a sense of power. I can't tell you how many times somebody put, like, a $5 bill on the table and let me know that my tip will go
down.
That's
coming your way.
Or if I don't, you know.
Ridiculous.
And it is ridiculous.
What?
And, like, then it's like your other tables suffer because you're trying to really take care of this one. And so I do think that, like, people get a little power hungry with the tips. Like, they think they can, you know, so maybe... that will alleviate some of that, but it is a hard business and industry to be in. I will tell you that much.
It is. Last thing I want to say is I think people should tip. This is what I do. I keep $2 bills on me. I love tipping $2 bills.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I like $2 bills.
Everybody should be tipping $2 bills.
Although, why is it when I have one of those, I get pissed off? Like, where am I going to use a $2 bill? Josh has one right now.
Josh has one in his wallet.
For some reason, they irritate me But anyway.
I just never want to spend it.
Chad, we appreciate your call, buddy. You have a great weekend. Let's do one more and we'll put this to bed. Here's Roy. Hi, Roy.
Morning, guys. How we doing today?
Hey, we are doing super dupes. What are your thoughts on tipping the bartenders?
So, for just a reference, I've got over 20 years of experience in hospitality and sales and like just customer service in general. And tipping is not mandatory, but it's definitely one of those things, especially like if you're out to dinner or going out, yes, you need to tip. If you're at the bar, I've always been a firm person on, you know, if they're just, you know, handing a beer over from the bar, $1, $2 every drink.
Yep.
Per drink. You know, if I'm walking up to the bar and I'm ordering four drinks, you know, you're talking minimum $5.
You're just going to factor that into your night. Like, this is going to cost me no matter what. I'm going to be tipping tonight.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Exactly. Now, and I'll say this. Now I'm a truck driver and I deliver freight and I deliver to houses. Like you were saying, like I deliver appliances, all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah.
And do I expect a tip? No, I don't. Not now what I do. I get paid well, but when I get a tip, am I gracious of it? Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels good. It probably puts a little spring in your step the rest of the day. And then you're nicer to customers there on out even. Not that you're not already.
Yeah,
but
exactly. It definitely, I mean, it definitely, like, boosts that confidence. It's good to be like, hey, you know, someone appreciated what I did, you know, because you're right. We're out there where, you know, your truck drivers are out there, you know, who are delivering stuff like that, you know, sweating, you know, and everything else.
That's right. What are you hauling today, Roy?
Especially this time of the year.
What's your freight today?
We'll find out here in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know.
Not yet. On my way in.
What's the weirdest thing you've had to freight around? Like a hippopotamus or something?
Giraffe?
Very large. Like, because I deliver also to, like, a lot of, like, warehouses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Probably, like, something like, I drive a 24-foot box truck, something that's at least almost as big as the box truck. So, like...
Missiles.
Like big electrical equipment and stuff like that.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Roy, we thank you for having us on in the morning, buddy. You be safe out there.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
We appreciate you. Baseline, buck, $2. We good with that?
Yeah.
I
think we're good
with that. I will say I did one thing over the 4th of July weekend. This was really cool. There was girls in my parents' neighborhood, and they were doing a lemonade stand, kind of like what Bill was talking about earlier. And I don't know why I felt like the need to pull out. I gave them a $100 bill for the drinks that they gave me, and their eyes popped out of their head. Like,
made
they
their
were
day.
So excited. And it felt so good.
You're
like, I'm not saying that to toot your own horn, but I'm saying, like,
you're a high
when
roller.
You give them, they did not expect to make anything near
why do I
that.
I feel like you're making this story up.
Josh,
just
are
I
you
always
handed
carry,
out
I always
hundos?
Carry a $100 bill with me, always, no matter what.
Just one?
Well, I always
so
replenish
it.
I replenish it, yeah. Hmm. And but their day, they got their mom.
Katie,
their mom
you know
came out. She was
you know
so excited.
Because they had hot older sisters.
Josh, I just want you to know, after the show, I've got a lemonade stand set
I got
up
you, Katie.
Right outside
Look,
the studio
I got you
there.
Right here.
Uh-huh. Fresh squeezed.
It was hot older sisters. That's the only reason he did it.
That's still impressive.
Made their day.
Or
Josh. Numbers.
Or
so
hot
it's cool.
Mom. I don't know what you're into.
Rich homie Josh.
Either one. Doesn't matter.
All coming in hot.